Derry Grant, songwriter and longtime guitarist of the rock and roll band, of course, Honeymoon Suite. They have a new album out called Alive. Derry joins me now. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Good talking to you.
Now, we can't talk about anything unless we discuss how extremely popular this band has been over the past 40 plus years. You know, there's not many Canadian stations where you don't hear your tunes, right? And what's that been like over the years? I'm sure everywhere you go, you hear a Honeymoon Suite song.
It's been awesome, man. Yeah. Like, who would have thought? But me as the songwriter on top of all that, it's amazing that we have these evergreens, if you will, these great songs that just keep getting played year after year and getting, you know, people hearing them for the first time and becoming hits again. That's kind of what I set out to do as a songwriter. I couldn't be happier, man. The Canadian radio is really a big part of why we're still doing what we do.
I was gonna ask that because I talked to Miles Goodwin a little while ago about Canadian content laws and how they've helped and continue to help. You think they have helped your music in the long run?
Oh, of course. I mean, in the beginning, of course. But I think look what's happened the last 20 years or so with Canadian artists. I don't think anybody has to pass a regulation to, you know, get Nickelback played on the radio or Brian Adams or any of that. I mean, the quality of Canadian music is just worldwide. You know, it's great. And for us, I think in the beginning, sure, that did help us. But I think after a certain point, I think the songs just get so popular that people want to hear them over and over again, which is fantastic.
Right. They speak for themselves, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say exactly.
I always find it interesting, and I like to ask songwriters like yourself, how their writing style has changed over the years. You know, take me back to the early days, like New Girl Now, to some of the new tunes on the album. How's your style of writing changed?
Well, in the beginning, in the early days, I would write everything myself and basically bring a finished song into rehearsal, lyrics, melody, arrangement, everything. It was just, I was the idea guy. So it just made everything move quicker. And it was more expedient. You know, we weren't spending a lot of time writing songs in rehearsal, which I don't like to do. So it was just more efficient. And fortunately I had the songs and the band was open to listening to them, recording them. So that worked for a long time. I just like to work myself. I had the ideas and I could see them all the way through. Since, and I still do that, but I'd say in the last 10 years or so, I've got into co-writing a lot more, which is a whole different vibe. And it's a lot of fun when you're in the room with the right people. So talking about the new album, it was co-written between Johnny and I and our producer, Mike Crumpus. We basically wrote the whole album together.
Talk to me about your new album. How did that come to be? I know you guys in the early 2000s had released one, and there's been a few, you know, small things around the band. But what made you decide, you know what, we're gonna release a full length album?
Well, I'm always writing songs, and every so often, if you look at our career, sometimes 7 or 8 years go by, and Johnny and I say, you know, you got anything? You got anything? And I might have a few really what I think are good ideas. And Johnny does as well. And we usually find the situation that makes that happen, like an investor or a small record company or somebody to fund it, because it's not cheap to make a record. So we look for that situation. In this case here, the new album, our producer, Mike Crumpus, was a guy I reached out to initially because we were going to work with my daughter, Leah Marlene, and doing some demos for her. She's a singer. And we went down to Tennessee and did some stuff with her. And Mike, being a Canadian guy, he's a huge Honeymoon Suite fan. So we got talking about the band, and he just started a label. And we decided to work together. He said, I'd love to hear some of your new ideas.
I find, and you mentioned this earlier, rock, and particularly classic rock, seems to be more popular now than ever. You know, there's bands like you guys that are, you know, still on the road and still attracting, you know, fans and new fans? And why do you think that is? Do you think you mentioned a little earlier, streaming or new fans, there's new ways to find this music, but do you think that's part of it?
Yeah. Streaming, I mean, it's a completely different world now where unfortunately music is free for the most part, but on the upside of that, you can reach so many more people when you're streaming a song. It's worldwide. But I think with the melodic rock genre, let's look back at the beginning of the 90s, right, when grunge came in. That whole era of the 90s was terrible for bands like us and all the melodic bands from the 80s. It was a tough time because nobody wanted to hear that anymore. It was all plaid shirts and depressing right. songs. Yeah. Fortunately, that ran its course, and people just wanted to have fun again and listen to uplifting music, you know? You wanted to hear Jump by Van Halen or some Rat or some Motley Crue or Journey or REO, whatever. I think that just people wanted to, because that music is great. There's so much stuff in the 80s. It's timeless songs. And they're just as good today as they were then. So I think that's what kind of turned everything around. And benefit for us and all these bands, some of them that were still out there went back on the road again, and they got their audience back, and it's been great for us.
Yeah, no, for sure. And a few other people have said that before too. It's sort of like a resurgence, and it's kind of people want to have fun, especially after the pandemic, right? Too. It's like, oh, people want to get out there, go to a concert, have fun, know the lyrics, learn new lyrics. It's a cool thing for sure.
It's the songs, man. They people go to a Bryan Adams show and you're hearing 2 hours of hits or Journey or Foreigner or Def Leppard. Stuff just never gets old, and it's making new fans now because it's just great. It's uplifting, and it's a good time. It's a good way to go to 2 hours to forget about life and have a good time at a show.
Yeah. For sure. You're on tour this summer, a few stops in Nova Scotia. I know you're going to be stopping in Antigonish, a stop in Halifax, I believe, as well. Do you still enjoy touring?
I do. We do. Because we don't tour year round.
Right.
And me, I'd be on the road every week. I love traveling. I love playing. Never gets old for me. So we go out and we're pretty busy in the spring and the summer. With all the festivals and stuff, when it starts to get warm, I can't wait.
Yeah.
No, I love it.
It's going to be good. And as I said, a few stops in Nova Scotia this year, which is great. Where can people find your album? I'm sure on streaming services that are there, but there's also ways to, get an actual copy of it, I'm sure, CD. And
Yes. In Canada, the label is, the outlet for the album, which is CD and vinyl, it's called Merch in Motion, merchinmotion.com. That's our merch company, our web store, if you will. That's where you can get all of our stuff, albums, CDs, shirts. That's where you get it in Canada.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Well, Derry, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Hope to see you this summer, and congrats and good luck.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
See you later. That was Derry Grand, songwriter and guitarist from the band Honeymoon Suite. They have a brand new album out called Alive. Check it out, and they'll be around Nova Scotia this summer. Check out their website for more.